Welcome to the IMCC Beacon Talk Radio Show. I am Beacon Edition. We're going to go into our I Am Beacon Talk Radio session on the topic of being present. And there's a reason why I wanted to speak with you Beacons tonight on a lovely Sunday. Because that is the day of the Sabbath. And you think to yourself of getting yourself together in order and in an illuminated spirit to start your week off, right? And in this day, we're ending the week and we're starting it off on Monday. And we want to get up, get out, and do something and be elevated, illuminated, and have our shining light flowing through our body. And part of that is being present. But I wanted to read you something out of the Book of Illuminations. And I thought it was important to go over a good saying. If you want to see the true measure of a man or woman, watch how he or she treats his or her inferiors, not his equals. Now, that is a rendition of this from J.K. Rowling. I like to be gender neutral in this day and age and everything else. So, this was a good excerpt from J.K. Rowling, who wrote several good books and whatnot, and I think you should pick up some of those. Now, in the Illuminations, this is a good read. It's wisdom from this planet's greatest minds, and it will help you to step into your inner light and get into the soul caliber of your eternal circle, your all-seeing eye, and hit your mark of where you want to be and being present in your daily life, in your beacon life, and in your journey going forward. And you're going to build that pyramid of energy and presence and being present by doing that. And in this time period of COVID and people just feeling triggered, not being present, being distracted, you know, just being disconnected, I feel like COVID in a way is a bit of a wake-up call for all of us to be mindful and be present. Listen, follow directions, follow what our CDC, our WHO, our levels of government, our different entities that are there to lead us in time of storm, in time of epidemic, pandemic, and things like that, and our leadership and management that are stepping up to show us and lead us the way. Because at this point, this epidemic, it'll either teach you or it will break you. And whether or not you know it or not, you have to be illuminated in your spirit, have the abundance mindset, have the I am mindset that I am going to make it through this. I will be able to get there from here, but it's going to take baby steps and tapping into your inner soul, your inner light, that the inner chakra that you have that will allow you to be able to illuminate past a heavy hardship of a pandemic, epidemic that's taking people out of here, granted, and it's nothing to be played with and nothing to be made light of. But at this time, take this as a time to be present, be mindful. I'll take you through some exercises, but I wanted to go over some things that I picked out in this Illuminations that I loved. It says, the soul of every human is equal, but their bodies are never the same. Some are born rich while others are born poor. Some are strong while others are weak. Equality is a mythical goal. Striving for it is honorable, but attaining it is impossible. Some will always be superior to others. Even the weak are stronger than the dead. So think of that. You're only as strong as your mindset, as strong as your illuminated mindset, and as strong as your eternal circle of light that's within you. You just have to harness it, and you have to take hold of that and become more enlightened. Even through this pandemic, epidemic, and this moment as a beacon, it might be freaking you out. It might be having you scared to death, and you might make you feel like, oh, I might die. Don't think of it that way. Think of, what can I do to be in the present here and now? Listen to what the CDC, the WHO, and all levels of government or your government entities or your managers are telling you, and start following those directions. Like I said, this is a test, and it's a moment of clarity for all of us, including myself. So I had to get to the point of being present in this moment and find a way to be calm while I'm going through a chaotic moment, a pandemic, epidemic, and finding a way to listen, be present, be mindful, and planting my feet in the ground and saying to myself, I'm going to stand up, show up, listen, be mindful and be present. Here's the second portion to this. However, it is the duty of every human to treat each other as we are at the same level, for every person has the opportunity to become greater. That means you, me, or anybody else is on the same playing field as anybody else at a higher echelon, okay? But you still give people the respect that they earn. Remember that. Those who are weak now can become stronger in time. Every person, regardless of their current stature or prestige, should be treated in a manner befitting for their potential or their level of growth. And that's even with any of us beacons who are growing in our light or in our light source, in our journey, that we'll never know our full potential until the end. Then you know everything. But now we have to be settled in being a beacon. We don't know everything. We're just walking in our light and walking in our light source. And we're going to go through this exercise and being present in that, okay? And should be treated in a manner befitting their potential. And then on the podium of judgment that looks down upon the weak is the pedestal that is easily toppled. So remember, for every bird that flies high, remember what goes up must come down. And remember, for everyone you step on going up, you have to meet those same people going down. So as we're all beacons right now in our journey, remember everybody that you come across, shed some light. Do not shed a dark cloud or a level of fraudulent light or a level of darkness to them, because everybody is starting off at a different level, playing with different devils. But what you have to do is remember there's levels to everything. There's a pyramid to every little thing that you do, but at the top of that pyramid should be that inner light as a beacon to reach it. Reach for better days every day. And being present in doing so doesn't mean that you're going to be great at it today, tomorrow, the next day, or 15 minutes from now. But you want to be able to say to yourself that I'm going to harness what I can, when I can, and how best I can in my illuminated light, my eternal circle, or my tribe, and the people that are around me should be breathing life into me, breathing good air, or breathing me some life when I feel beaten down, trodden, downtrodden, things like that. You don't want to feel the heavy weight of others around you. You want to feel the lightness. You want to feel the air. You want to feel that crisp, clean, you know how when it rains and you got that calm, soothing feeling, you want to feel that light. You want to feel that same illuminated light within. So as we do this present exercise, we'll learn all of that, okay? And that's a part of Paradigms of Coaching, but we're not going to get too far deep into coaching, but we're going to get into the I am abundance mindset, and I am capable, I am present, I am mindful, I am in the here and now, I am somebody, I am beacon, okay? And then on another thing that I wanted to touch and shed light on is nothing is enough for the man or woman to whom enough is too little. And that is by Epicurus. And you want to be able to get to a point that you shed some light on that, that every small thing is a great thing, no matter how small it is. Like they say, the faith of a mustard seed, or that little bit of light and faith and what you're trying to do, where you're at, where you're going, means a whole lot more than big leaps and bounds, keeping it simple, okay? So in the Illuminations, how many palaces must a person own to be happy? From afar, wealth may appear to be the answer to all of life's problems. In sickness, wealth can buy doctors. In fear, wealth can buy protection. Even in sadness, wealth can buy temporary comforts. So think about that as a beacon in your journey. Wealth buys and fixes things, but does it make you happy? Yes and no. Yes, because it takes care of things in the interim in a snap, right? So you're thinking to yourself, but that wealth, is it going to make you internally happy? No. It just finances things better. So don't ever say money means nothing. Money makes the world go round, but never make the money make you to the point that you do not see that the root of all evil is becoming too poisoned with your money or your wealth or your stature or your standard in life, to where you mistreat others to get where you're at. Or in other words, like this pandemic, it doesn't care if you're wealthy. It doesn't care if you're poor. It doesn't matter. It doesn't have a name, number, or ticket. You just go when you're called. And think about that as you're walking as a beacon in your light in your journey. You don't know the day or the hour, but you have to remember nothing is enough for the man or woman to whom enough is too little. And that is being grateful and mindful and a spirit of discernment that wealth does not make you exempt from anything. And if anything, you would learn from this COVID that is actually true. And at this point in time, we have to listen, be present, be mindful, sometimes stop, look, and listen, and sometimes be willing to learn. Then the second thing is, but wealth cannot buy happiness. Money is quicksand, a slow entrapment for those who do not escape soon enough. It is expensive to be rich. Your mansion must maintain staff. Your private jet must be housed in a hangar. An obsession with wealth overtakes a person's life. Soon money becomes the master and its owner becomes the servant. So again, like I said, don't make the money make you. So at the same token, but you still want to make money. That is the whole thing. You have to find a fine balance between that, and you also have to find a fine balance in being thankful, mindful, and being present no matter where you're at in life. If you're at the top of the totem pole down to the bottom, we all matter. All of our lives matter. And in COVID, it taught us that nobody's life matters more than anybody else's. You just have to be mindful and present and find a way to stay calm, listen, and stop looking, listen, and learn. So that's just part of that. And then you have to learn to appreciate what you have, and you will never lose again what you were given. And you got to think about this. We were given life. It doesn't mean that we're owed life. So every step of the way, we have to find a way to be present and mindful that every day we need to be grateful for something, happy with something. It taught us be home with your family, sit down, do something simple. Go back to the way things were when it was in order and light order and where life was simple. Just like listening to rain outside. You hear the droplets. You feel calm. You feel that pentameter. You feel that mentally healthy breath of fresh air. So with that, you're being present right then and there, being grateful for your life. Think about that every day. So we're going to go into the exercise. And I'll make it short and sweet and simple. That way, we can practice this, us beacons and non-beacons, and those that are of a level of elite echelon, those leaders that you should be looking up to, learning, and as you grow in your journey as a light, you'll learn that your words mean a lot. They're powerful. They speak life, or they can end life. So you have to remember that and being mindful and being present. So we're going to talk about it. And I think it'd be great. So just give me one moment. Go ahead and get this together for y'all. I think y'all will like it. Because it taught me something as well. And it's starting out simple ways to get present. Because we talked about all of the different things, the struggling versus opening up. We'll go back over that a little later. Getting hooked and hooked by your thoughts and unhooking bad thoughts, the things that trigger you in situations, such as COVID. That's a good example. Then connecting to the dots, you're joining your mind, body, and your spirit, feeling sensations, urges and cravings, symptoms and physical illness or mental illness, or even outside of that, your mind, body, which is thoughts, memories, beliefs, worries, self-judgments. And in this, in the distractions and learning how to opt out of distractions or people who create those distractions, those triggers, those things that poison your air, your environment, your mental health, your emotional health. And especially in times of COVID, you're going to want to practice being present and eliminating the bad juju, the bad demonic spirit, or the poisoning of your mindset, or your abundance mindset, your growth mindset, your I am mindset. So in that, you're going to change your thinking and, the worrying, the blaming, the rehashing, the past, and change that to positive thinking, problem solving, planning, and not criticizing yourself. We'll go over all these different things. And we also talked about vitality and suffering and learning how to be vital and going past suffering, or like we're going through this epidemic, pandemic, and learning how to go past the suffering and the hardship of it and moving forward and stepping into our inner light and being able to mentally channel out the hard part and channeling in the light part and channeling in energy to get through it. So if you can go through it, you can get through it, okay? Because it's a chaotic situation. It's
It's bad, but at the same token, you got to find the good and pull that out. And then don't allow the bad things, the out of order things, the things that are weighing you down heavy and causing you to feel weighed down, downtrodden, or feel like it's the end of the world. It's not. You just have to follow those different light, orderly steps and guide your tongue and feel illuminated as you go through this and find a way to find something good in spite of, okay? And then that's part of the life compass, and we were talking about all the different things of personal growth, spirituality, and community environment, social relationships, intimate relationships, friendships, and all that. And those are things that we're going to learn about being present as well, and that helps you to be able to get in this moment of simple ways to get present. So we're going to learn about taking deep breaths, especially in this time. It will cause you levels of panic, uproar, chaos, and disorder. And what you want to do is bring it back into order. You want to bring yourself back into alignment. You want to bring yourself back into that pyramid and that feeling and that emotional, I am abundant mindset and I am beacon. I can make it through this. I am going to make it through this. I am healthy. I am spiritually together and I have the abundance mindset and I'll make it through it. Okay, and then you can also each one reach one, teach one, and pass that inner energy to your family, your friends, and children, and things like that. So while they're scared, mommy and daddy, I'm scared, you can hold them and say, baby, little light of mine, listen, let me shed some light into you. You'll be okay. Just take it one day at a time and just breathe. Let's be present. Let's be mindful. Let's do something together and distract you from what you're feeling right now. Or talk through it. Have the TED Talks and think of ways to kind of get that child in that moment of saying, I'm going to be fine. I am going to be just fine. And, us beacons that are parents, that is ways for you to illuminate your child, elevate your child, and get that child's spirit and mindset back to, I'll be okay. I am going to be fine. Okay, so in this exercise, simple ways to get present, let's take 10 breaths. And it's an exercise to connect with your environment, practice it throughout the day, evening, and getting yourself to not be caught up in your thoughts and feelings. So you're going to take 10 slow breaths, deep breaths, focus on breathing as slowly as possible until the lungs are completely empty. And you're going to keep this up in intervals of 10. And then allow them to refill themselves. And then, as you notice, step two, and noticing the sensations of your lungs emptying, notice them refilling, and noticing your rib cage rising and falling. So you're going to reach underneath your breastplate. Or if you don't have breast, you're going to hit your chest right here at the top, if you're a male, and you're going to go. Okay? And you're going to feel the rise and the fall. Notice that rise and that fall of your breaths. Your air should be clear, crisp, and clean. Okay. Then notice the rise and fall of your shoulders. Place your hands on your shoulders. Up, down. And then continue to notice the things in your environment. Become present with your environment. Like right now, it's raining. It feels good to listen to that rain. It's calming. With that, as you feel that calmness, expand your awareness, simultaneously noticing your breathing and your body in that step four. Then look around and notice what you can see, hear, smell, touch, and feel. And then we're going to talk about dropping dead weight, like that dead heavy weight, or that poisonous fraudulent weight, or that acquaintance weight that might not make you feel good about yourself or triggers you or emotionally gets to you. Because in this world, we're dealing with people on different levels, playing with different devils. It could be mental devils, it could be emotional, it could be physical, or a poison light spirit that they have. And at that point, you know that's not the right light you should be following. You should be following an illuminated light, a spiritual journey, and a mindset of abundance and building each other, each one reach one, teach one, right? So we're going to elevate each other on this eternal circle, our tribe, our people who are elevated and illuminated and filling that abundance mindset and that I am mindset. I am somebody. I am beacon. I am someone who will grow in my journey. And every step that you grow, you teach someone else who is either behind you, next to you, or a step ahead of you. Someone can always learn from someone above them, below them, beside them, but no one is beneath anyone. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we're going to drop the anchor, that heavy weight, right? This is another simple exercise to center yourself and connect with the world around you. And practice it throughout the day, evening, especially anytime you find yourself getting caught up in your thoughts or feelings that are negative, not positive. Because what you want to do is be present when you're doing it and become more mindful of that later, because we're going to go into informal mindful practices that you'll do every day. But that's part of Paradigms of Coaching, but it's also something I incorporate into my Paradigms of I Am. And part of that helps me as a beacon to grow and continue to incorporate my illuminated mindset and my eternal circle mindset and planting myself there. And with that, we're going to talk about planting your feet on the ground and getting that energy. Okay? One, plant your feet into the floor. So with doing that, you're grounding yourself and you're also getting that light energy from the floor. Okay? Just like you have a key. That key to your ordering your steps and guiding your tongue is putting that light first, God first, God first, and then your light. And then on top of that, making sure that neither comes before each other, but they're on the same plane. But you're at the same level and touching that inner illuminated illuminations of light, wisdom from this planet's greatest minds. So what you're wanting to do is incorporate all of that and get yourself to that I am mindset. I am capable. Okay? So push them down, notice the floor beneath you, supporting you. And in that support, you're anchoring your feet so you can get that light energy from the floor up and then up to that pyramid, up to the top peak, which is your third eye. And that is in the middle, right there in your forehead. Touch your forehead. And you're going to feel that energy gravitating from the floor all the way up, all the way through you. So we're going to plant that little baby, right? So we're planting that in your mind, okay? So, you're going to push them down, notice the floor beneath you, notice the muscle tension in your legs as you push your feet down. So, you're planting those feet on the ground, okay? All right. Notice your entire body and the feeling of gravity flowing through your head, spine, and legs into your feet. Now, look around and watch how it flows up from your feet through your body, through your spine, through your mind, and through your spirit, and through your illuminated eye. It's all in your brain. Think about it. Do you feel that light? Good. Okay. Now, step five. Now look around and notice what you can see and hear and around you. Notice what you're doing and what you're feeling and how that's making you feel. Do you feel that light energy? Be mindful of how that heaviness is coming from your feet and it's actually starting to lift and it's coming through your body. You're starting to feel that weight, that heavy weight off your shoulders. You're starting to feel it through your neck, your spine, your spirit, and it's going into that third eye. Do you feel that? That's that beacon of light. Okay? Then you're going to notice five things. This is yet another simple thing to center yourself and engage in your environment. One, practice pausing for a moment. Two, look around and notice five things you can see. Three, listen carefully. And four, notice five things that you can hear. And then you can feel in contact with your body. You'll feel in contact with your watch. Are you on time? Are you in time with your emotional feelings, your mindset? Your circle. You're on time. Okay. You're on time for your eternal circle, your illuminated light. You're illuminated. Do you feel that? That's your energy. Okay. Notice the positive reflection, the air, the energy. So do all of this above. Simultaneously, you'll feel that heavy weight, that poisonous energy, that fraudulent energy, that non-light energy, all that's bringing you down, be it your environment, your acquaintances, or going through a pandemic, epidemic, and you're going to feel that bad light leave, but you're going to feel that chakra of good light, that illuminated light, that eternal circle light, that all-seeing eye of a beacon, a ray of light. Okay? So with that, we're going to go into our next week's exercise of informal mindful practice the next time we do our I Am Beacon radio session. But we're going to go on to the second part of this exercise, which is gratefulness. And that is, I am grateful. You have to find a way to be grateful for every little thing, whether good or bad. So we're going to pull up some things that I am grateful for. For me, I am grateful and thankful for the generosity of those who keep me lifted and elevated in my illuminated light. I'm thankful for the food I get and I eat. I'm thankful for being able to walk and my health coming back. I'm thankful for the present and here and now. I am thankful and grateful for the comfort that I have. I am thankful and grateful I made it to Sunday. I am thankful for the grocery stores and the farmers who make the food. I am grateful for the doctors and the people out here who are working day and night to keep me safe and everyone else safe. I am thankful for the police officers. I am thankful for my government. I am thankful for my leaders and the people who keep me elevated, keep me lifted in the time of storm and time of epidemic. I am thankful for the CDC, the WHO, all of these things that are keeping me alive. Think of those things of what I am thankful, I am grateful for. Still, start with I am. Okay? And last but not least, I am thankful and I am grateful for my life. Okay. So in that, we're going to go into this last part of the exercise. And this is a grateful diary or I am diary for you to use in your illuminated mindset as you read your illuminations and you pick up your testament, which I suggest you pick that up too. It's wonderful. It is a great way to enlighten yourself and also picking up the illuminations as a catalyst of that for your everyday reminding yourself of different things so you can learn and get yourself to a better level of living, abundance mindset, I am mindset, and I am thriving. I am beacon. I am grateful. I am living. I am, okay? I am somebody. Okay? So, you think to yourself, how's my day? And you score it from 1 to 5, negative 5 to positive 5. Then you're going to think of your progresses and your successes of the day. You're also going to pat yourself on the back. What did you do today that required courage? Or what positive choice did you make? Consistent with who you want to become, or who am I going to become? Am I becoming who I really want to be? Or do you find someone you want to mirror yourself after? Do you have someone, for example, Michelle Obama? Let's think of someone else. Laura Bush. Let's think of other people who are influential, males. Barack Obama. Who's another one? President George Bush. Think about these people who are echelons of elite, who you want to mirror yourself after, or you want to get to that level and depth of illuminated light, that feeling that you can make it and get there and be somebody, someone you can admire, someone you can look up to. Think of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Think of those different people who make a difference in this world. People who have, I am becoming, I am a light, I am illuminated. I am everything I want to be in my future, in my present, in the here and now. So in that, when you mirror that, you don't closely mirror everything, but you take different things that you love about each one of those people, and you grow as a beacon in your journey. Okay? Like, I have a specific person that's near and dear to my heart, and he's my favorite, Dennis the Menace. And that person makes me want to do anything for him. And I have another one who's like a Dennis the Menace. And one's white, one's black, right? But they both give me motivation to get where I need to be at and mirror myself after, because they get things done as a beacon. That should make you want to grow, be present, be mindful, listen and be inspired and be grateful when somebody teaches you something, because they may not stay there the whole time, but they're there to teach you something, a lesson in that lifetime. So, in that, what have I learned? What, if anything, are my goals and intentions in learning from them? What actions, thoughts, and things did I do today that can move me forward to being there and those goals and intentions to grow to be that I am beacon, I am mindset, I am abundant? Then, in your learning, what, if anything, triggered me today? Where do I need to be kinder to myself? Look after yourself. And then the gratitude and appreciation and all of that. Mark down three things that you're grateful for, you're thankful for, and you're happy to have made that one small step, one leap of faith, one I am going to make that step to grow. I am beacon mindset. I am abundant. I am somebody. Okay? And then after that, as I score this out, from start to finish, what else do I need to make note of? You may want to record these things down. Things that you noticed and things that you reflected on that you want to do differently tomorrow. Remember, Rome wasn't built in one day. And remember that you're only one person, one beacon, one light, one eternal circle, one illuminated person. So try every day. Even if you fail, pick up the next day and try again. Okay? Remember, I am. Start your day with I am. Illuminations, light, your first testament, and continue to go and move forward. Keep going. Keep plugging along. You'll be fine. So I'm going to take you out of here with a good mantra, I am mindset, and we're going to have a good illuminated get up, get out, and do something. I am weak. And I don't mean weak. I mean a week, 7 days this week. You have a whole 7 days to get up and get out and do something, because none of us are weak. I am strong.
Amazon is hiring near you. Earn a competitive wage and start as soon as 7 days. No resume or experience required. Health and safety are a top priority with all of our roles and sites. Amazon is taking precautions in our buildings to keep people healthy. Go to amazon.com/apply. That's amazon.com/apply. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.